الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وآله وصحبه ومن والاه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today, inshallah, we will begin studying one of the great hadiths that jurors, fuqaha, use to describe the prayer of the Prophet ﷺ, in the sense that we know that prayers are composed of pillars, mandatory acts, and sunan, voluntary acts. Now, the pillars are extremely important because without them, whether you forget or you're ignorant or you don't know, your prayer is invalid unless you make up for it during the prayer. But if I remember that, oh, yesterday, Asr prayer, I prayed it only 3 rak'ahs. Yalla, ma'alesh. No, it's not ma'alesh. You have to repeat the whole process again. I prayed 4 rak'ahs, but I did only 7 sujood, 7 prostrations. The 8th one I didn't do. Yeah, that's okay. No, it's not okay. You have to do it again. Wajib or mandatory, obligatory acts, if you forget them, it's okay. If you don't know about them, it's okay. Your prayer is valid. If you remember while you are in the prayer, you have to offer prostration of forgetfulness, sahu. And we will come to talk about this, inshallah, on time. Sunan, voluntary prayers, these are okay for you to do. You will be rewarded. If you don't do them intentionally, your prayer is valid. No problem to that. And we will come to mention, maybe, inshallah, some of these things. So, hadith number 75.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Narrated Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the imam is to be followed. Say the takbir when he says it. Bow if he bows. If he says Sami Allahu liman hamida, say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. Prostrate if he prostrates, and pray sitting altogether if he offers the salah sitting. Al-Bukhari.
Okay, Muhannad, read the second hadith, please.
Narrated Aisha, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered the salat in his house while sitting during his illness. And the people offered salat behind him standing, and he appointed to them to sit down. When he had finished the salat, he said, the imam is to be followed, and so when he bows, you should bow. And when he lifts his head, you should also do the same. And if he says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, say Rabbana wa lakal hamd. And if he prayed sitting down, pray all of you sitting down. Al-Bukhari.
Very well. Now, this hadith, as stated before, it's one of the pillars describing the Prophet's prayer. So the Prophet says in the very beginning, what is the role of the imam? It's to be followed. So we know that we may not precede the imam. We may not do things before the imam. And how is that? The Prophet says, do not differ. Do not do things other than the things he's doing. So if he says Allahu Akbar, say Allahu Akbar. So should I say it with him? No. فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُوا فَكَبِّرُوا in Arabic means that it follows immediately. In Arabic, we have 3 joining letters. And there is waw, thumma, fa. Waw means something and. And it means, it does not mean the order. So you can start with this or with that. Thumma means the order. This one first, then after a while, the other one, thumma. Fa means the order, but immediately. So from this hadith, there all the words used, all the verbs used, have the letter fa. فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُوا وَإِذَا رَكَعْ فَارْكَعُوا وَإِذَا قَالَ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ فَقُولُوا. All of them include the fa, which means that the minute he says سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ, immediately you say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. You don't wait for a couple of minutes, and as he is saying سَمِعَ, you don't say رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. You have to do it immediately after he finishes. And this is part of following the imam as mentioned before. Also, the Prophet alayhi salat wasalam is the leader, and likewise every imam. The hadith states that every imam is made to be followed. But the word imam, is it used only in prayer? No. It's used outside of prayer. Is it used only for good? No. In the Quran, Surah Al-Qasas, we find that it is used also for evil. So the imams can be part of those who call people for goodness. And yet there are imams, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, who would call people to hellfire. And how would we differentiate which imam is this and which imam is that? By those who follow the Quran and the Sunnah. So it is not an issue of how many followers do you have. We have deviant imams, big turbans, nice jackets or nice trench coats, clean looking, nice makeup. When they speak, they sound very emotional, and they have followers in their countries and elsewhere by the millions. But they are deviant. They are corrupt. They even embezzle people's money, and they're making a good job. They go to some country and say that the Prophet is crying because you're not giving him money. And everybody's giving him money, and the guy, mashallah, the Prophet is unable to get a plane ticket back to Medina. Astaghfirullah wa atubu. What kind of nonsense is this? So there are imams that are calling people to paradise, who are on the footsteps of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And there are imams who are deviant, who call people to hellfire. How can we differentiate? We have the Quran and the Sunnah. If I'm following the Quran and Sunnah, then I'm an imam who call people to paradise. If I'm a deviant imam, if I say, no, this sin is okay, no, you can neglect this, no, I would like to innovate, then I'm a deviant imam. Likewise, we've stated that we have to follow the imam, not to come before him, not to come after him in a long time, and not to be with him exactly. But we have to follow him, and this is the fourth category that we should do. The Prophet says, if your imam says, Sami Allahu liman hamida, you must say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. There are authentic narrations without the waw. That is, Rabbana laka alhamd. So you can say both, Rabbana wa laka alhamd, Rabbana laka alhamd, Allahumma Rabbana laka alhamd, Allahumma Rabbana wa laka alhamd. All four is acceptable and authentic hadith. Now, the issue is, the Prophet said, if the imam says it, you say, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. If I'm an individual, what do I say? If I'm praying on my own, I say both. If I'm praying on my own, I say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. If I'm the imam, what do I say? One? Both. Again, the most authentic opinion that I say both as an imam. If I am a follower or a ma'mum, I say only one, which is the second one. So I do not repeat when the imam says, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, I don't say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, Rabbana wa laka alhamd. No, I answer. And what is the meaning of Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah? With the microphone, please.
It means Allah hears those who praise Him.
Allah hears those who praise them. Correct? Arshi.
Allah is the only one who hears those who praise Him.
Allah is the only one. Faisal. Allah heard in the past. And you're Sa'ad. Allah, He is the one who glorifies. I have a question. Allah Azza wa Jal does not hear those who curse? Allah does not hear those who say blasphemous things? Or not? So then, Allah hears is not the correct interpretation. Allah answers. Allah, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَهُ means that Allah answers those who supplicate to Him. And that is why we say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدُ. That's why we're supplicating. We're doing this after this. And this is why it is essential for you to learn the meaning of the things you say. Don't take it literally, because you will find so many evidences in the Quran supporting that سَمِعَ means to answer. إِنَّ رَبِّي لَسَمِيعُ الدُّعَاء. What does that mean? Allah hears the dua? No, Allah answers the dua, and so on. So now, maybe we've learned something new today for a change. Anyhow, we move on. سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدَ. The follower, the ma'mum, does not say that. He says, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. Now, we come to the issue of intention. Some scholars took this hadith, which is an authentic hadith, and said it is not permissible for someone different than the niyyah of the imam to pray with him. So if I'm praying the fard, you have to be also praying the fard. And if I'm praying voluntary prayer, you cannot pray fard. You must pray voluntary prayer. Why? Because the hadith clearly states that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, the imam is to be followed. So you're not following him if you are having another intention. But the most authentic opinion of scholars, if you look at the different versions of the hadith, a lot of hadiths, for example, hadith of Ibn Abbas, when he prayed with the Prophet night prayer, the Prophet changed his intention. Another hadith is hadith Mu'adh ibn Jabal. And it's an authentic hadith in the Sahih. He used to pray Isha with the Prophet ﷺ, and then go to his people. He goes to his people to pray Isha for them, but for him it's voluntary, because he's the only one who recites Quran more than them. So his intention was different to theirs, and the Prophet ﷺ accepted that and approved of that. Therefore, what the scholars say, that the difference of the niyyah, the intention, is not valid. You can have different niyyah. He could be praying fard and I'm praying voluntary prayer, or the opposite. He could be a traveler and I could be a resident. And I can be a resident and he is a traveler. So the niyyah is not significant in this issue. Now, we come to the issue of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam saying that if he offers the salah sitting, you all must sit down. And if he prays it standing up, you all must stand up. But this issue, inshallah, we will talk about it after the break. And afterwards, we will take your questions. So prepare them from now, inshallah. And to our viewers, stay tuned. We'll be right back.